Welcome, this is Nils from Jokerton Cars. I'm happy that you joined me for today. I've picked a topic for you that when you start or want to start your home recording journey, then this is the perfect episode because I've bring up 7 points that will help to start your home recording journey. If you ever want to produce your own music at your home space, then let's check out together these 7 points how you can start your home recording journey. So the first point is that you need to have a comfortable recording space where you can be creative. So you have to look, what have you? Elevate your own space. What kind of size do you have? What's the layout of the room? Are there existing features of the room you intend to convert into a recording space? Do you have already some table or something that you can use for your recording desk where you put on your interface, your computer, your controller, or whatever you need to produce your own music? So you have to check out, do you have a room that is in a good shape? Where is the room? Is it upstairs, downstairs? And can you use that space all the time when you want to produce your music? So if you need to set up your recording equipment every time you want to do a recording, that can be a bit of a hassle. But if you don't have another situation, then you have to do that. But if you can create an own space just for the music production, even if it's a small corner where you can set up everything so you can start right away recording, mixing, or what you have to do to create the sound you want to have for your music, then that is the best situation because you will save time and can start right away. So if you have find your space, then check out what you can clear out. Can you remove any unnecessary items? Or can you use something that's already in that room? Maybe there's some bed, maybe there's a bookshelf or something that can help you with the acoustic treatment. And that's another point, understanding the acoustic environment. So you need to get a bit familiarized with the basic of acoustic principles. So what's the flattering echo, if you have that in the room, that goes straight into microphone that you don't want to have on a record? Is it too dull? Is it too heavy from outside? Maybe you get something from outside into your microphone that you don't want to have on that signal. So you have to understand that, and then you can improve especially the sound isolation. So when you want to record vocals, you probably want a more dry sound without any big acoustic room. You can create that later, but if you have a dry sound, you can work on that better. Also, you don't want to have some signals outside, maybe from your neighbors or some street noise. And also, you don't want to interrupt other people with making music, maybe in the day or at night. So if you can improve the sound isolation inside your room, also with the acoustic treatment, like minimize the sound of reflections, then this will help to create the best sound at every time. The next point is the supporting lights. You want to be in a specific mood, especially when you're recording, even while you're mixing, but it is more important when you want to record some sad songs and you have that bright extreme lights. So maybe you want to dim that down, and if you can bring in the lights you need for the mood, that will support you and that will support the creating of your music production. Also very important is constantly fresh air. If you have a window, then just remind yourself to open that from time to time. If you're downstairs and don't have a window, maybe you can bring in fresh air with some active air conditioner or something like that, or just open the door to get some fresh air into your room. Okay, let's come to the next point, and that is the recording source. You need to know your recording source. Because if you can record the best sound you need to edit less, you will save time when you're mixing, and all the things will get much easier because you don't need to have more or much processing with plugins or so on. So if you can create the best recording sound for your recording source, then the better it is. So we have maybe a singing voice, you are a singer and want to record your voice, or you have a real guitar amp with a speaker set that you need to record, or you want to have the DI signal with a guitar and use then a virtual amp, or you have some real acoustic drum sets or other real acoustic instruments to record. And of course, we don't forget recording MIDI equipment. So all of these are very different aspects for the recording chain. You have different aspects for the acoustic or for the room behavior, and of course for the sound isolation. When you want to record your singing voice, you don't need to have that much isolation like if you want to record a real acoustic drum set. Also, a small room, it is not the problem to record the voice, but to record a good sounding drum set or acoustic drum set, it is much more complicated because you will have some problems with the lower frequencies. It's all doable, but you have to know that if you work in a smaller room, you have to check what you can record to have a great sound. Maybe it is just better for your recording part to record not real drums, so create some virtual instruments or virtual drums with some MIDI programming to get a better sound for your whole production than try to record a real acoustic drum set. That is very specific from your situation and also from the equipment that you can use and from your knowledge what you or how you want to record the things. Also, that goes hand in hand with the amp or with a guitar amp with its speaker set. Sometimes you need to pull out the volume to get that sound you want to record from the amp or from the speaker set. So that can be problematic if you live in a house with many neighbors and if you don't have that isolation of your room itself. So you can record then your amp with some other kind of virtual speaker set to get that sound, but that's another type of gear that you have in your chain. So just make sure what you want to record and then look what can you record inside your room. Okay, we come to the next, and that is the recording chain and all the things you need for the recording part. So the first thing, of course, the first thing in the chain is the microphone, and you need to get the right microphone for the right source. So you want to record your voice, then it's probably the best that you can get some condenser mic or some dynamic mics that are fine to record your vocals as well, or some kind of ribbon mics that are also can be used for your voice. If you want to record your guitar amp, you probably get some dynamics and maybe a set of ribbon mics, but that you have to check what kind of microphone you can use that suits your recording source at best. The next are the stands, the cables, and the pop filter. If you record your vocal, then a pop filter should be in that chain as well. And get a suitable stand. You don't need the higher price one, but don't go in the low budget area, because a stand, you have to bring that up. You have some parts on that you might drill too fast, too heavy, and that get locked or broken or whatever. So if you have a stand in the mid price range, then you buy it once and have it forever. as well with the cables, get some good cables, not high-end, not low-end, something in the middle, so you buy once and use it as long as you need. Then we have the tools for tuning, cleaning, and repairing, because sometimes things get broken or you need some other strings for your guitars, or you need to clean your instruments if you want to use them as long as possible. And also for tuning a guitar, you need a good tuning system, or some stage boxes, so that you can tune your guitar in the right tune you want to record that. The next is the MIDI keyboard. If you want to record MIDI instruments and don't want to program them, then get a good MIDI keyboard. I would choose a MIDI keyboard with half weight and keys, because that's a better feeling. You don't need a whole piano feeling, but a bit weight, it will help on the playing. And if you need that, get that with the faders or with controller poties. I don't use that on a keyboard. I just want to have the keys and have a good feeling on the keys, and all the other I do with the keyboard and with mouth or something like that. So check the ones you need and just go with that support your production. And if your interface don't support preamps on board, then you need some external preamps for your microphones. And if you need that for your specific sound, you maybe need some external gear like compressors or effects. But when you start, just keep it as easy as possible in your whole chain, and then you can stack up from time to time if you see that you really need that. If you really need external preamps, or if you need some compressors or whatever helps to create a better recording sound. But as I said, start as easy as possible. Okay, we come to the next point, and that's number 4, the computer and interface. So how you bring your analog sound to the digital area. Let's start backwards, and that is the computer, where your sound goes onto, and that handle all the processing. So you need a computer that can handle your whole music production project. If you are in my space, working on a rock and pop track, that it's not more than, let's say, 50 tracks or so. We are in a happy space today that we don't need that much computer power, or the we don't need the high-end performance of the computers that are available, because the most computer that you can buy now have so many power for us that we don't need the best of the best. So even a MacBook Air with an M1 processor can handle that kind of production. If you don't put on every track 5 or 10 plugins, because you know you can record the best sound, you need less plugins in the mixing stage. So you have to find the sweet spot for you. I would say that you can use a MacBook Air, you can use a MacBook Mini, you can use Mac Studio, as I do in that studio. If you're on Windows, I don't know, you have to check what kind of computer suits for your production, but you don't need the best of the best to produce that kind of rock and pop tracks. You have to keep an eye how much storage space you have available for your production, and of course a backup system. And I can't say that enough. Keep in mind to have a backup system where can do backups every time you work on your music. Every time you finished, you make a backup. That's easy. And of course, do have more than just one backup and one space. If you have a second backup and your first computer storage, the internal storage will break down and your first backup doesn't have all the files on, you will have a second one. So make that sure that you have that. Then, of course, a secure system, if you are active or if you have an active connection to the internet, you need maybe a firewall or something like that, or you just shut down that connection when you work on your music. You have to check that what's the best process on your end. And then, of course, the interface. You need an interface that have enough inputs and probably preamps on board. Every interface you can buy today have preamps that are good enough to produce your own music at home. That's very easy to set. So, but keep in mind that you have enough inputs. If you want to record your voice and you want to record your guitar and maybe the guitar with a stereo singer, you need at least three inputs. So with the two inputs interface, you don't have enough inputs. Also, I would recommend for that kind of home production an interface with at least four inputs, because that's very handy. You let something plugged in and just grab your guitar, start recording. You don't need to change all the time. So you have four channels, one channel for a vocal mic, one DI with a guitar, maybe a guitar recording microphone for an amp, and just another microphone for another instrument. So you don't have to plug in, plug out if you want to start recording. And the last thing you have to keep an eye is the monitoring options on the interface. Do you have a real-time monitoring? Or do you have a DSP on board? So have your low latency monitoring channels? Do you have headphone amps on that? There are many, many options. And I would say if you can monitoring your recording source, the recording channel, right through the interface without going through the computer and back to the interface, I think it is easier and it's handy to work that way. But that's also a very personal decision. Maybe you have to try what works at best. And it's also catered to the DAW you want to use. And that's the next point we have come now with the fifth, and it is the digital audio workstation, the DAW. And it's very important that you choose the right DAW that also suits your needs and your workflow. So the DAW that works with your computer, with your operation system on your computer, and of course with the interface. All these kinds have to be compatible together, so you don't have to worry about something that maybe throw an error when you try to record, or you get stuck in the mixing process. Make sure that all of them are compatible together and playing nice to each other. But it's not only the compatibility of the DAW, it is also how you would like to work with the DAW, and that's the GUI. You will watch for sure a longer time on the interface of the DAW, so you need to like what you see. You also need to like the navigation, the workflow, the routing, and other things, how you can work. And as faster you can work with the DAW, handle all the functions, the easier it is, the more fun it is, and you will have fun not only when you write and play music, but also while you're recording and mixing that. So you need to understand the basic editing functions like cutting, copy, pasting, fading, or whatever you need to do to your recorded tracks. Also, working with the tools that comes with the DAW, like MIDI editing, or working with virtual instruments and pitching and so on. So check out what the DAW you want to use have on board, so you don't need to get another plug-in, external plug-in from a third-party player, so that you first start to work just what comes with the DAW. And then understand the routing, understand the tracks, the subgroup, the buses, and all the things, and just get familiar with the onboard plugins and work with that. That's the thing I would give you as an advice when you look at a DAW. Check that's compatible, check all the things that you like to work with, that you like how it works, the routing aspects or the editing function, and what comes with the DAW that you can use. And the most problem with the DAWs today, you can work with all of them and create with all of them the music, and most of them are packed full with things that you don't need, that you might think you can use, but you never will use these functions. Just check out what do you really need and then decide on that what works best on you. And here's the point six, and that's the monitoring system. And the best monitoring system you can afford is the one you should get. This should, of course, fit to your environment. You don't need the big speakers if you have a very small room. So look at your room and choose the best speakers for your room. That sounds simple, but isn't that simple, because we now have so many options to choose the speakers. But if you find the right speakers for your room, then you need to set them up in the correct way, at best as the production or the producer of the monitors recommend to set them up in your room. So you have to maybe experiment with the placement of your monitors and check the listening spot. But if you set them in the right way as they provide by the producer, then you will create the best monitoring sound. And you can have the best microphone, the best interface, the best computer, the best song arrangement, and if you can't judge what you record because you don't have a good monitoring system, then the whole process and the whole chain up front is it's not important anymore if you can't say that the right sound you want to create. So keep in mind that the best monitoring system you can afford is very important. And if you can't have monitoring system because of your room, because of your space, or because you can't play loud enough through the monitors in your room, then get the best headphones for the task. If you can't have a set of speakers, then get a recording headphones and mixing headphones. If you just if you can have a speaker set, then get just recording headphones and use the monitoring system with a speaker set at first, and get maybe additional mixing headphones. But keep in mind that recording headphones and mixing headphones have a different approach. So check that out. What's the difference here, and choose the right one for the right task. And of course, here again, the best you can afford. And if you can only have one set of headphones, then I would probably choose the best recording headphones you can achieve at that point. So we come to the last one for today, and that is learning resources. Because you need to learn the basics, then you work on and never stop learning. Look around for 2 up to 3 YouTube channels where you like the content and also the creator, how they present their meaning and how they can bring their knowledge to you as easy as possible. And then, of course, search for specific theme-related books. So maybe look for specific books on the topics on recording, on mixing, on acoustic optimization, on time management. So you can learn very, very good things from very specific themes that will help your whole production and make it as easy as possible to create the best music product on your own. And of course, I would recommend that you should decide on some online courses time by time. Specific on the related theme will be helpful if you want to start just the mixing part. Then you can have a look at my actual mixing course. If you want to learn just the recording part, then search for some tutorials for the recording. So I would say if you invest into yourself with an online course and you can build up your knowledge and your skill set by time to time, that's the best way. And the last step could be a private teacher or mentor. So they can help you very specific at best at your location. So not over the internet, over an online course. So at your place, or you go to the place of the mentor and the teacher and shows you some special kind, very specific, how to place the best microphone for your voice or whatever you want to achieve. So the conclusion for today is the first was the recording space. Check out where you want to record, how you can set up the best place for your own. Then we have the recording source, what you want to record and how you can record that with the best recording chain, what kind of gear you need to record your recording source. And then how you can bring that into the digital area with the computer and the interface. And you need to decide on the right recording software, on the right DAW for your production. Of course, don't forget the best monitoring system you can afford is the best decision you will make, because you need to judge what you dial in the sound so you can create the best sound and the outcome. And the last thing was the learning resource, so that you can invest into yourself step by step. Learning resources are very important. The knowledge is already there. You have just to decide how to gain from it and what tempo. And I would say go step by step. If you are now still unsure about if you should produce yourself, if you should record your music at home, I've created a little ebook that's a helping guide for the music production. You will have some checklist, how to find the best service, how to decide what you want to do on your own. If you want to do it completely on your own, the do-it-yourself production, then there's a step-by-step guide. And if you want to outsource some task or just want to go between, this is a very simple, structured, and goal-oriented ebook. You also can get an additional audiobook that's optional if you want to listen to that. Then you all find that on jokotonecourse.com/producing-yourself in one word. And I will put that link in the description. I hope you liked that episode. I hope that you will come back to the next episode. So stay tuned and bye-bye.